A series of investigative reports by the New York Times say that New Jersey's system of halfway houses is riddled with lax security and poor supervision, allowing hundreds of inmates to escape and, in a few cases, commit murders. The chairman of the New Jersey Assembly's Law and Public Safety Committee is calling for public hearings into those allegations and into the well-connected company that runs them. Reporter Sam Dolnick wrote the series for The Times and spoke with WNYC's Amy Eddings about it.
So, Sam, very general, big picture. Describe to me the conditions at these halfway houses. What have you found?
New Jersey's halfway houses are institutions that they're as big as prisons now. They're no longer the halfway houses of the past. We found them to be rife with drugs, gangs, violence, and there's very little accountability. State oversight has been lax. And the most egregious case of this, really a window into the system's dysfunction, has been the high prevalence of escapes. We found that over 5,000 state inmates and parolees have fled the custody of these halfway houses since 2005.
And tell me about David Goodell.
David Goodell was a man imprisoned in New Jersey on 2008 of charges of assaulting an ex-girlfriend. He was paroled to one of these halfway houses in Newark and faked a seizure, was taken to the hospital where he easily slipped away from the low-wage worker who was there to supervise him. He was on the run only for about 12 hours, but he met up with another girlfriend who had spurned him, and prosecutors say he murdered her. She was found dead next to him the next day.
Yeah, particularly chilling example of things going wrong with these halfway houses. Your story focuses on Community Education Centers, a for-profit company that runs the state's halfway houses. You say the company has ties to Governor Christie. Explain those connections.
Yeah, Governor Christie's close friend and closest advisor is a man named William Palatucci, who has been a Republican player in New Jersey for many, many years. He is the senior vice president at Community Education Centers. Mr. Christie was registered as a lobbyist for the company in 2000 and 2001 before he entered public office, before he was U.S. attorney. And Mr. Christie has regularly visited these facilities, community education facilities, and praised them as examples of what he thinks should be the state and the country's approach to corrections and rehabilitation.
Community Education Centers said in a statement today that your story is unfair. The company says it has reduced both the prison population and the rate of recidivism, and that some of these kinds of scary stories are going to happen when dealing with a large number of people convicted of crime. A fair defense?
Well, some of it is a valid argument to make. The prison population in New Jersey has reduced, has fallen in recent years, and the corrections department says that halfway houses have played a piece in that. As far as them cutting recidivism, the state, though the system has been around for since the 90s, the state has never studied whether it works, whether it lowers recidivism. They said last year they commissioned a study, but it will take 3 to 4 years to complete. Community education itself has released several studies that it has paid for that show that the company's programs do cut down on recidivism.
Governor Christie released a statement saying his administration has increased monitoring of halfway houses with enhanced site visits and fines for noncompliance. He also says he will now direct the Department of Corrections Commissioner to increase inspections and report any violations to the governor's office. Sam Dolnick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WNYC's Amy Eddings spoke with New York Times reporter Sam Dolnick about his series on New Jersey's halfway houses.